Welcome to God, Sex, and You, a daily discipleship podcast on healthy sexuality. Here's your host, Purity Pastor Dustin Daniels.
The prophet Jeremiah writes in Jeremiah 29, verse 13, "You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all of your heart." King David writes in Psalm 51, verse 10, "Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me." The Apostle Paul writes in Romans chapter 5, "And hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us." Well, today we begin a brand new series with John Lynch of True Face. If you're not familiar with the name True Face, I bet you've heard their amazing message of God's grace one way or another. We'll be talking about God's grace along with their new movie, The Heart of Man. On today's episode of God, Sex, and You, we'll discuss three things. Number one, what does a proper environment for grace and trust look like? Number two, how bands like Mercy Me and 10th Avenue North, they sing about the same grace that True Face proclaims. And number three, we'll talk about their new movie. It's called The Heart of Man. Today's show is titled, Daring to Believe in God's Grace. John, welcome to the podcast, God, Sex, and You. You have been a very busy man here recently, being on tour with Mercy Me, and you got the movie, yeah. The Heart of Man. For those people who are not familiar with True Face, what's your heart and what's your vision?
Well, we've been around writing and speaking and helping create movies and helping bands and all of those different things for quite a while now, for 20-some years, trying to create an environment of grace, trying to create an environment of trust in our writings and everything we teach so that people would dare believe the gospel, the scriptures, without a filter of moralism or shame, that they would be able to see this God who adores them on their worst day. So everything that we've been doing, all the underpinning, the theology, the studying, the presenting, has been finding like-minded, like-hearted people like yourself, Dustin, and the book that you've written, but other ministries too, and going it also into places that have never heard this and are still in some form of bondage. So True Face, I'm so proud to be part of this organization. And God, it feels like we're just in this season of explosion of opportunities, of finding like-hearted partners.
Yeah, I mean, I've known you and Bruce and your team for close to 10 years now. And I remember when we used to share an office together, and you guys have been, and I can't thank you enough, because you guys have been an enormous influence in my life with your teachings and with your writings, with, you know, all the way back to the True Face book, which is now The Cure.
You'd have to get that out of the back of the car or something.
Bose Cafe, and then On My Worst Day.
And then recently we came out with The Cure and Parents, which I'm delighted with.
Wow.
I'm so pleased with that. And then we're in the middle of a, because ball players say to us all the time, hey, enough with the ethereal stuff. Give us something for each day. So we're doing a devotional that'll come out next Christmas season. So I'm writing on that right now.
How cool. How very, very cool. Yeah. Tell us a little bit about your kind of this season that God has you in. You've spent some time with Mercy Me on tour with them. What was that like? And what was your plan, or what was God doing with you there?
Embarrassing me, first of all. I am a 60-year-old cat sleeping in the back of buses with these younger guys. They can handle it. And I'm going, what am I doing? The birth is just fine for a person who's 5'8", but it was It was a delight. It has been a delight. In fact, we just got the contract of them asking me to come with Tim Timmons and Mercy Me on their next cruise that they're going on. So it is. They stumbled upon The Cure and a book by Andrew Farley, Naked Gospel, and it changed their lives. And if you listen to their last two albums, Welcome to the New and Lifer, you'll just hear their theology has changed. Their way of seeing has changed, and especially in Bart and the whole band. And so it has been a pleasure and honor to stand with them, to even sometimes get to help in writing lyrics. And just it's just been beautiful to be friends with them and, and to know them now, so that, you know, we get to this tiny slice of the pie. These guys get to sing to an entire world. They are still, after all these years, this incredibly relevant, well-known band. And so these last two albums have been their biggest sellers ever. So it's been a blast.
You know, John, when I was listening to their album Welcome to the New, I listened to it a couple times through, and I sent your colleague Bruce McNichol, I said, have these guys been have they been reading your books? Because I just knew it. There's one song in there that I don't know what exactly the lyric was. It had something to do with On My Worst Day, I think. And I just went,
even on my worst day, can it be true? Yeah. And in fact, he wrote to me one day, says, I'm throwing you a bone. Listen to this one. You know, and so it absolutely, there's a lot of groups who are out there now who would say, guys, please listen to our lyrics. You have had a giant impact on what we're writing now. So that's a great, great gift. And 10th Avenue has been that precious gift. Tim Timmons has been that great gift. And some of those songs, what's beautiful now is you're hearing now, maybe sort of for the first time in a long time in the music industry, you're hearing truths of identity in these songwriters, in these worship songwriters. And so it's no longer this moralistic room of good intentions music, but it's this freeing music. Now you're hearing it out of Hillsong and Bethel and a lot of the Jesus culture and all those different groups. So it's not just us. God is doing this across the face of the earth right now. So very, very encouraging.
So tell us about the movie. How did this thing come about? And it's released now. It's been out for a couple of months. It's called The Heart of Man. What is it about? Tell us about it.
Yeah. Well, thanks. It is an honor to be part of this thing. And I can't even tell you how it's exploding, especially now that it's in DVD and online, and you can get it in iTunes and Netflix and all manner of places now. It first came out on the big screen for a little bit, which is where it should be seen. It's so graphically, it's so beautifully filmed. But Bruce stumbled into these young filmmakers who had already interviewed some luminaries in the Christian theology, and they asked us if we would come because, as you know, we write a lot about the control cycle, about how sin works, about how grace breaks the power of sin. And they discovered us and had read our stuff and said, would you guys come? And honestly, the script they showed us, I thought, this could be maybe the worst film of all time.
Oh, no.
I just thought, well, how did we get hooked up with these guys? Well, it turns out they are Jason Paymer and Tony Anderson, does a sound score, and Jens. There's some guys who are working on this that are next generation filmmakers who are going to change the world. They produced a film that is Christ-based, that is not hokey, that is, which is always my fear when I'm watching a Christian film. I'm going to go, it's going to have a hokey factor to it, and I'm not going to be able to make it all the way through or invite a friend. It has a zero hokey factor. It is brilliantly done. And it's opening up a communication on sexual brokenness that I don't know that I've ever seen in a film before.
Wow.
It's the story of the prodigal son set in some island and some time in Hawaii. And then they bring on magnificent voices. I'm trying to think of Jackie Hill, the spoken word artist, Paul Young from The Shack, Dr. Dan Allender, myself, Trey Laverne from great ministry down in the South. Just excellent thinkers. So they mix documentary with story. And you'd think that can't work, and it works incredibly.
Oh, it works beautifully, yeah.
The response has been so good. And it's just one of those perfect vehicles for a group to go through. They just designed it in a way it's about an hour and 10. If it has the post show with it, it's about an hour and 20. They do an after show that kind of explains some of the thinking behind, because it's allegory. But I can't believe it. And it's such, what's beautiful too, is with some of the ancillary pieces we've done, we're just tying into this big tent of those who are finding these truths of grace and willing to speak about them as a means of healing and a means of protection for brothers and sisters who have been in hiding for a long time and sexual brokenness. So it covers everything from when you've been violated to when the tension of the addiction, the tension of the even temptation, and then to get to see the picture of the Father accurately, biblical picture of how the Father sees me in His love is pretty astonishing. Bruce McNichol made the statement recently, I don't think I've ever worked on a project that I'm more proud of. So it's out now in all forms of ways of accessing it, on link or on a hard copy. But I can't wait for people to see it.
The movie The Heart of Man is based on the prodigal son in Luke chapter 15. As my pastor here in Phoenix has rightly pointed out, this parable has been inappropriately named. The story certainly deals with the son who took his father's inheritance and squandered all that he had. And it also focuses on the other son who stayed at home and worked to make his father happy. But more importantly, the parable focuses on the compassionate father and his two sons. And that's what this movie is all about. Our compassionate Heavenly Father. And tomorrow, we'll continue our conversation with John Lynch of True Face as we discuss how God is a good Father. To learn more about this movie, visit heartofmanmovie.com. You can follow me on Twitter and Facebook at Purity Pastor. If you have a question or comment about today's show, you can visit dustindaniels.org. You can also rate the show, especially if you're listening on iTunes or really whatever streaming provider you're listening to. We'd certainly appreciate that. And if you know a friend, a family member, maybe somebody in your church that would like to hear this show, I would encourage you to send it to them. Jesus said in Matthew 5:8, "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God." Walk worthy today, my friend, as you cling to Jesus. I love you. Have a great weekend, and I'll see you Monday.